Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is Election Day. So much to talk about. But first, we want to connect with Governor Ron DeSantis, so let's do that right now. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. You're rocking Geddy Lee and Rush to start the morning. I like it.
Right on. That's the way I've been doing it for 23 years here in Gainesville, and very fortunate to be able to do that. Very fortunate to have you on the show, Governor. And one of the big things that people are talking about, you know, on both sides of the issue, and that is Amendment 3. And I'll ask you right off the bat, would we even be having this discussion? Would it even be on the ballot if the Florida legislature had acted sooner on the whole idea of recreational marijuana?
Well, first of all, if you look at this amendment, this is an indefensible amendment. It's a total train wreck. No legislature would ever do anything like they're doing here. So I tell people, when you're dealing with the Constitution, your default should be no, because it's a permanent change. And so you've got to be 100% sure this is going to be good. How did this amendment get here? One weed company wrote it, and they've put $141+ million into passing it. What does it do? It's not a full legalization of marijuana. It's you can possess and smoke, but only if you buy it from them. They are not allowing you. No legalization of growing your own in this bill, but also no ability to limit public use of marijuana like we've seen in Denver and San Francisco, all these places where they've been overwhelmed. So I think a lot of Floridians are kind of like me, like, it's not for me. I don't really care what people are doing in their homes, but I don't want our public spaces to be overwhelmed with this. And I think this amendment doesn't respect their freedom to be free from marijuana, just like it doesn't give people the freedom to grow their own marijuana. But probably the most egregious thing about this, and this is not on your ballot language, you have to actually read the text of the amendment, which you go on the Secretary of State's website and you can pull it off. They grant themselves total immunity from civil liability. And I'm thinking about, who does that? They sell you defective weed and you can't sue them? They're transporting weed to a dispensary. They run someone over. You can't sue them. That language is in there. It's blanket, and it's very, very troubling. And I also think it's wrong when they say that we need this amendment because people, you know, shouldn't be rotting in prison for marijuana. I agree they shouldn't be. Nobody is in prison in Florida, state prison, for using marijuana or possessing personal amounts of marijuana. I mean, so that's not even an issue. I'm happy to, you know, I'd love the legislature to make that clear if they need to, but that's right. Second, they say it's going to be a boon for education and money for law enforcement. There is nothing in this amendment that gives one red cent to education or to law enforcement or anything else. And in fact, if you look at the experience in Colorado, if you look at the experience in California, it doesn't take black market weed off the market. What it does when you regulate and tax raises the price, so the black market expands. That's exactly what happened in Colorado. Everywhere this has been tried, the black market has expanded. So this is an own goal if we vote this in. You do not do this through the Constitution. But I would say if you're against marijuana, this is an easy no. If you're ambivalent about marijuana, understand it's a horribly written amendment. It's going to have implications for your quality of life. You vote no. But even if you're a marijuana enthusiast, I don't know very many of these marijuana enthusiasts that think big weed should call the shot. I think they'd much rather be able to grow their own rather than have to have a financial relationship with a handful of select big weed monopolists.
Well, Governor,
this is a really bad idea.
And that brings me to my next question. If the legislature would go and say, okay, look, we've pretty much decriminalized small amounts anyway, let's just allow people to grow a small amount of plants on their own. Since we're not getting any benefit from tax revenue, why not stick with this whole idea and theme that you've been great about, which is, hey, we're free in Florida. We enjoy freedom in Florida. Why can't the legislature take that next step?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them. But what I would just tell you as an observer of how the process works is we have a very robust medical marijuana system in Florida. I implemented it. Remember, it passed in 2016. They kind of dragged their feet on it. Then I became governor, and I'm like, no, we're going to implement it. So we have almost 1 million people that have medical marijuana cards. Now, all 1 million of those are not suffering from debilitating conditions. I would say probably a lot of them aren't. I mean, that's just what's happened, right? But what's happened is there's doctors that prescribe, and so there's kind of a cottage industry. So my sense would be that they would lobby, you know, to protect their interests, just like Trulieve would do if this Amendment 3 passed. Because, like, people say, oh, you can do home grow later. No, that will never happen because these guys want to capture the market. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces in terms of how this is done. But I can tell you, I came in. They had not done the medical program. I implemented it. The legislature initially did not want to do that. We did it. We got it done. And now it's really, we've got a lot of marijuana stores in Florida. I mean, they're pretty much everywhere. They're all over Gainesville. They're all over Tallahassee. Do we really want to have like 3 or 4 times that many? I mean, we've got hundreds and hundreds of these things as it is.
Yeah, I wonder how one company can actually control the business. I mean, you wouldn't let one company sell all the gasoline in Florida.
They have first mover advantage. And so they're in. So what they did was they said these medical companies that are doing now, like they get this preferred spot in the Constitution. Who knows what would happen in terms of the legislature authorizing a more free market, if that could even happen. They will obviously lobby against it, but they already have such a massive footprint that they would be able to have first mover advantage and they would be able to capture market share. And I would just ask you this, or ask the audience this, they would not spend $141 million. I don't know if a company has ever spent that much on a ballot initiative in American history, certainly not in Florida history that I'm aware of. They would not have done that unless this amendment was hardwired to make them profitable. Because if you wanted to do this and all you cared about was, oh, we just don't want people, you know, rotting in jail for marijuana, even though they're not in prison in Florida, you could have just read one sentence, you know, there shall be no criminal penalties for possession and use of a certain amount, but, you know, can be regulated in public. You could have just done that. Why didn't they do that? Because it wouldn't have given them the preferred spot. So I think people get like, and first of all, they're a publicly traded company on the Canadian Stock Exchange. So they have a fiduciary obligation to return value to their shareholders. They would be violating their fiduciary duty to put $141 million in if it wasn't hardwired to make them profits. And so I think like people just need to look at that. Why would they be spending this much money? They would not be doing that unless they understood they had a profit stream that would come their way.
I think for a lot of people, you touched on this, is just the smell in public places is number one. But the secondary thing, and maybe even more important, people are concerned about is how do you actually, utilize DUI laws so people aren't high and driving? And that makes me wonder, why do we have law enforcement officers that are actually on both sides of this issue? Do we have a way to enforce this properly?
Well, so first part of your question, you can enforce DUIs well because you don't have a test like you do with alcohol. If you're swerving, you can get pulled over, breathalyzer, before you even hit somebody. Driving while high, in effect, it's like if you hit someone, then maybe they can do and prove. But just normally, it's very difficult. They don't have the tools that they need. Now, I don't think it's true that I think there's a couple select law enforcement who are working with Trulieve in favor, but the Fraternal Order of Police is against Amendment 3 in Florida. The PBA, Police Benevolent Association, statewide, is against Amendment 3. Florida Sheriff's Association is against Amendment 3. Why? Because they say it's going to make their jobs harder. And sometimes it'll be said, oh, you know, Amendment 3 is necessary because law enforcement's bogged down in trying to police people smoking weed and they're not focusing on the real things. That is totally false. And I think a lot of our law enforcement leaders have taken offense to that. They're not focusing on people smoking marijuana in their home at all. They're focusing on the big things. This then goes in, it opens up a whole can of worms, and it is going to detract. And you've seen it in California, you've seen it in Colorado, what's ending up happening. So law enforcement, all the major law enforcement organizations in Florida are resolutely opposed to Amendment 3, and I think for good reason.
Last questions, Governor. If this does pass, what will you do? And will you use the bully pulpit to talk to the legislature? And what power will they have to fix, to undo, to, you know, to change any of the things that are not good about it?
Great question, because there are people that are advocating for 3 who say, look, we know it's flawed. We know that there's problems. The legislature can fix it. First of all, a legislature, through normal statutory law, cannot amend a provision of the Constitution. So you're handcuffed once this passes, that you really will never be able to change it unless you do another constitutional amendment, which is very, very difficult. And so the legislature is not going to bail you out of this one. So I just think people should go into it eyes wide open, understand where the amendment came from, understand who wrote it, what they're trying to accomplish, what that would mean for you and your family and for the people of Florida. And just know, if you vote yes and it passes, this is permanent. There's going to be problems, and because it's in the Constitution, it's going to be very difficult to address. If you're somebody that really has a vision about weed in Florida, you have elections every 2 years where you can elect people to the legislature, inform them on what you want. And you know what? If the legislature does something and it doesn't work, you can go back and fix it then, but not when it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, I'd much rather have open carry than weed, but that's just me, Governor. And we really...
Well, you may get that in this upcoming legislative session, so stay tuned on that.
I'll hold you to it if I get the chance, Governor, and I really appreciate your time sharing it with us this morning, and we wish you and your family the best.
All right, Godspeed. Bye-bye.
Wow, did you hear that? Open carry could happen. Coming up next... What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call now.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
What's bugging you? On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:23. It is time for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call and air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, call back. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. Today, we take America back. So I just wanted to give a little shout-out to Peanut and Fred because those two little furry animals have probably helped us gain another 10% of voters who might have been on the fence. So they did the ultimate sacrifice. But I tell you, folks, if you're on the fence, get out and vote. Today is the day. We're taking America back.
Right on. Appreciate that. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I'm getting ready to go vote for Trump, and yes, on three. But what's bugging me is you did a great job yesterday interviewing the governor, but when he didn't answer your questions, and he admitted that he's the one, he wants to take credit for pushing through the medical marijuana thing, so he's admitting that he has the power to do things like that. But yet when you asked him about growing it and letting people grow it, he didn't answer you. He just talked in circles with his the same spiel he's been giving on the road going around trying to stop Amendment 3.
But you wouldn't answer my question when I said, wow, you go from 0 to 100 if somebody doesn't agree with you on one issue, and you didn't have an answer for me. So, I don't know. Let's go to Frank. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is it costs $200 every 6 months to get your medical marijuana card, okay? And then it's $150 for your card, okay? People don't have that kind of money, okay? Also, if your card runs out and they catch that medical marijuana in their car, you're going to jail. Don't tell me you're not. And I'm voting yes for it. I'm sorry. They've had plenty of time to put this in law the right way. 6 years I've been here, they've been kicking the can down the road. Too bad.
Yeah, they could have put it in there, and they could have said, and there will be restrictions as to where you can smoke it and address all of the issues that the governor is aware of now. Why? And I'm not blaming him per se. It is the legislature. He does have the bully pulpit. He could, you know, help to push them. But ultimately, they really are the gutless wonders on a few issues. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, happy election day, Bob. Yeah, I agree with your previous callers. Frank just stole a lot of my thunder about the cost of getting medical and a medical card and keeping it up. And another thing about it is I'm voting yes on three. I don't use marijuana, and I don't like what it does to me. But there are a lot of people who can benefit from it. And the medical industry, and there are doctors who make money prescribing it. It's all part of the medical industry now.
And now there'll be a big billionaire company that's going to make money off it as well. So I don't know that that's a big win. But, Tony, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is this marijuana thing. That was a good segue. Because what it does is it's going to impact every gun owner in Florida. Because you can't have both at the same time. And so, God forbid, that you trade your constitutional God-given right for weed? Come on, man.
That's why they call it dope. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? A little off topic here. What's bugging me this morning is no matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, how I lay, how I sleep, how much sleep I get, I am just unable to not be in pain every day when I wake up. And I guess maybe this is what it means to be getting older. I don't know. I think it's for the birds, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, all right. Hang in there. It's better than the alternative. Junior, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is today is not a national holiday, so everybody can go vote in person with paper ballots. And everybody get out and vote like your life depends on it, because it does.
Mm. Right on. Well said, my friend. It is 728. Thanks for your contribution. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, are bump stocks legal or not? Gun owner of America's Luis Valdez will join us coming up at that time right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, it is election day. And in that vein, I'm going to talk to somebody who's had their feet on the ground and been working it hard for a while. Ray Holtz is the vice chair of the REC in Alachua County. Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Bob. Thank you guys so much for letting us talk to you for just a moment here. I'm about to go out and wave signs in front of a precinct, but I wanted to just reach out to everybody. If you're able to hear my voice, this is very important that, you know, even though we're in Florida and we know that Trump is going to probably win Florida, we need you to get out there and vote. And if you're in that long hour, 2 hour line, we need you to stay in that line for our local races. We've got a sheriff's race that's tight. We've got county commission seats now that we've got single member districts that are tight, and we can win these seats. And of course, on a national level, we want Trump to win the popular vote. So all this legal maneuvering that the Democrats are doing doesn't have a chance. So please do that. Stay in that line.
Ray, I'm assuming you know, this isn't your first rodeo. You've probably been involved some degree or another with other elections. What's your kind of gut feeling about this, how this whole thing is going? Republicans apparently have showed up in force for early voting, which is definitely precedent setting. What are you seeing and feeling on the ground?
Well, at a national level, I feel really good about Trump's chances. I think we're going to pick up. I think of all the battleground states, the only one that I think he may lose is Wisconsin. I think we're going to get Pennsylvania. I think we're going to get Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, all those. At the local level, I feel really good. I mean, it's obviously Alachua County, but we have seen some indicators that it is a very tight race. Within a couple percentages for our some of our local races.
Well, I know that Uber and Lyft are offering discounted rides to polling stations on Election Day, so perhaps that will help with a turnout so people really don't have an excuse as to why they, if they haven't cast a vote yet, why they couldn't possibly do it today. So maybe that'll help as well.
Well, we really appreciate it. And, of course, those amendments are really important. But, please, my message is, everybody, stay in line.
There you go.
Stay in line. Whether or not they're not staying in line.
Well, I've heard from some folks who are like, yeah, I got the went on my lunch break, you know, that kind of routine. Mm. I saw it looked like, and I thought, well, I'll go back later. Well, then sometimes
you don't give up. Stay in line. I thought people were, you know, skipping in line, running around the line, you know. I didn't know what
he
meant.
You're having flashbacks to your childhood of like.
It's possible.
It could be.
Okay. It is possible. No, Uber and Lyft offering this discounted rides. I think Uber said 50% discount.
Nice.
Rides to polling stations up to a maximum of $10. So it really does eliminate any excuses. You've got transportation there at a very reduced rate. And if you haven't exercised your rights, or maybe those rights won't be very valuable in the future.
And again, the two things I like that he hit on, the popular vote at the national level, really important. But man, these for those who go, oh, my vote doesn't count, in the local ones, it really, really does. Do you want more of the people telling you when you can water your lawn? Get out and vote. Come on.
And, you know, some of the earlier callers and the governor, and well, we've talked about this issue really for a while now, and it is Amendment 3, which would legalize recreational marijuana in Florida with some caveats. It would pretty much be controlled by, you know, one company that also will be held harmless if there's no liability for a company if they do deliver a product that is unsafe or you know, in their doing business, anything bad should happen. Again, they've got it in the language to where they can't be held accountable. So I've got a problem with that. But look, this is a personal decision. But earlier caller Frank called in and mentioned the cost of a medical card. In other words, if you're saying the answer to it, and I've said this, I said, look, we already have medical marijuana. So those who really want it and or need it, it's not that difficult to get. It's not that difficult to get in terms of qualifying for it, but there is a cost. Now, the fee is $75 from the state. And that's from you to the state. But then most of your doctors are going to charge you a fee as well. And I think Frank said $200 every 6 months. I don't know enough. Just a quick perusal. It looked like a yearly thing, just like to re-register. So it should only be a yearly fee. But nonetheless, some doctors are charging $200 or more for a visit. And, yeah, I could see how that could be financially not easy for a lot of people who may actually be in need. And, again, Not a big fan of the weed, but if people are going to be on the weed versus an opiate, and the opiate helps them with pain, 100 times over better off with the weed, in my opinion. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
You know, Bob, you were commenting on people who don't vote, and there was, believe it or not, there was a 10-year period that I didn't, because we all remember the Hanging Chad debacle here in Florida, correct, back in 2000?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay, and I can honestly tell you, with all that was going on, I'm not going to go into it, but all that was going on in the country, it got to the point, after 6 years of debating with myself, I was passing by my local elections office, and I just walked in, took my voter card out of my wallet, handed it to them, and I said, take me off the rolls. I'm done. I was sick and tired of trying to make the world a better place. I was just going to concentrate on my little corner of it. And when Barack Obama was elected president, I had a lot of coworkers came up and said, thank you for not voting. Well, the thing is, I didn't think it did any good. It was only when I was pretty sure Donald Trump was going to get the nomination that I got my voting card back. And furthermore, I'm just going to add that, you know, I've been accused of being in a cult and being brainwashed. I've been thinking this exact same way since the early 90s when I campaigned for Ross Perot. Now, I agreed with everything he wanted to do except for getting rid of the Electoral College. The point is that I am not in a cult. And I am not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. I'm a constitutional, independent conservative. But when I hear people say, when Trump says, make America great again, and I hear, okay, I'm going to control my language for the airwaves, these people, so to speak, yell, America was never great. I'm sorry. It sickens me. And I tell them, leave. If you have another place to go that's going to treat you better than this country ever has, then leave. Yeah, because believe me, if I thought there was another country where I could do better, I wouldn't be here. So I'm just going to let you know before I go into a rant. I'll see you later, guys.
Oh, we love it. We love it, Shep. Yeah, air it out, man. Like to hear it. Where you're coming from, the thought process. Yeah, every day. Look, many of us who've lived life and been around the block and, you know, been around that sun a couple dozen times or more.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were both Democrats growing up. I didn't have this, conservative push on me. It's very interesting, too, because one of my best friends from childhood, Jerry Murphy, you know, he lives out in Seattle. He got brainwashed a long time ago.
Oh, in Seattle.
And it's interesting that here we are. His dad worked for GM. My dad worked for Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry lived right around the block from me, so grew up in the same neighborhood. He had a paper out. I had a paper out. I mean, there's a lot of parallels and similarities, and even in our parents' politics. But, you know, I went into talk radio from already being in radio, so I was forced to educate myself on the issues. I didn't start, honestly, with the New York Times. I looked up a lot of different articles on a lot of different subjects. A main influencer is probably Thomas Sowell, a black man who had such great perspective because, look, we still live in this divided country. But if you go back to what Thomas Sowell reported on, like back in the 30s and 40s, the high schools in Washington, D.C., and the three of the four quadrants were mostly black. Guess what their high school tests were? Identical and sometimes better than the white high school. Why? Because of the family. The family. And if you don't think there's value in raising kids in a family, you're missing something, honestly. Really, it doesn't mean it's the only way to do it, and sometimes circumstances are beyond your control, but I want people and leaders that support the idea of family. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. We got plenty more to talk about on this election day. Don't go anywhere. Some people are unstruck, others are striking.
What's that?
I saw your photo the other day on Facebook, and it was striking.
Oh, I thank you.
But that's not only using the term right now.
Oh, well,
like going on strike.
Oh, that kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do when your nose goes on strike?
Depends if it's been struck.
You pick it.
Did you hear that Halloween from some seven-year-old?
It probably is from when I was about seven.
Okay.
I have a great recall.
You've held on.
Yeah, I don't remember the algebraic equation, but I remember silly jokes. So there's that. I do the best I can with what I have.
Yeah.
Hundreds of New York Times employees, they walked out. Yeah, New York Times. They said, you are so full of it. They actually said, yeah, we want a raise, we want this, we want that. They also, they wanted a ban on scented products in break rooms. I have no idea how this is this big issue. And, but they also want unlimited break time?
Well, who wouldn't want that on a job?
Come accommodations on, really? For pet bereavement. Okay. That is a first world issue for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Pet bereavement. By the way, I am not taking away from the pain that a human feels they lose their, could be their best friend in the whole world. Yep. I've been there, man.
Yep.
But to actually ask your employer for time off. Yeah.
Just take a personal day or something.
But yeah, you could do that.
You probably got, if you're in this position and you're in a union anyway, you've got a bunch of days you can take off for things.
They also don't want a discussion of events that are in the news in the workplace, especially company meetings. In other words, they call them mandatory trigger warnings.
Wait a minute. You work for who?
The New York Times.
And you don't want the news discussed while you're at work?
That's correct. Remember, the people that are striking the New York Times, they're in the tech side. They're
the digital people.
They belong to the so-called Tech Guild. It's a union. They represent 600 software engineers and other IT workers that are tasked with maintaining the back-end systems that power the paper's extensive digital operations.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, they're striking and...
Wow.
Do we know, are like techies, do they tend to be lean more left than right? And
I would think so. If you get into generalities, that's an interesting thing because we think of the left as making decisions emotionally.
Right. But techie people,
stop and think about your brainiacs, your professors, your whatever. They all tend to be more liberal. So
The thing too. I guess it has to do with education. If they've been educated, I think now that I think about it, especially if they're younger and they're in tech. Because they're just putting out more and more of these.
They've been influenced.
Left, yeah, and some of them are kind of. How do I say this in a nice way? A little odd from a personality perspective, I guess.
Quirky, yeah.
Quirky.
Quirky is a good word.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you get frustrated when you're trying to operate any kind of computerized system because they don't think right like you and I do.
Like common sense steps.
They do it in the geeky way. It's like, no, you're developing a product for the users.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get all geeky. We know just making it simple and straightforward may be boring. Tough, too bad. You want to experiment and do your odd things? That's where your little video game platforms is for, kids. Okay?
There you go.
Just say it. Just not that I really have an opinion on it.
Yeah. You hold it in well.
Thank you.
You wallflower.
So, New York Times techies striking. Meanwhile, the Boeing factory workers are all happy, and pretty soon they're going to be fat and happy because they went back to work. They accepted the company's latest contract offer, which includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years. Oh, that is so nice.
Yeah,
over 8% a year raise. Must be nice. Wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
I remember I got a 10% raise here once.
Really?
Once.
Oh.
But I did get it.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Mm. Show was number one.
Yep.
Went to the boss.
Yep.
Thought he'd fight it.
Yep.
He didn't.
So you took it and ran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've got a lot more coming up, including we're going to talk to Gun Owners of America's representative next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.